ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah! You know it, baby. Let's do this. Welcome to the Dynasty Hot Sauce Podcast. I'm Larry Monkey. And you can find me on Twitter at FFLarryMonkey. Oh, boy, there it is now. I can't see the singing bass on the ceiling. This camera's not that high, but I got to have a good look at this. I don't know. There's a little beer belly, a little cider belly growing there.
Where it might be a little, yeah. Uh-huh.
At Run DFF, Justin Rogers, what's
up? Man, you know, too much laying on the couch. Not enough running, that's what's going on.
I don't know, maybe it's just the way the camera is pointing down. All I see is this, like, witch's cauldron of a belly here.
Man, let me just spelt it up a little bit.
Oh, look at that. All fun. Instant six pack. Look at that. Impressive.
Yeah.
All right. Going no blanket tonight.
Yeah, no blanket. It's warm in here. It's warm. That's probably why there's tornadoes outside.
Tornadoes in Mississippi, earthquakes in New Jersey. Had one of those last week. That was exciting. I can't imagine having to deal with tornadoes. That's got to be something. You hang in the bathroom for that? Like, you just got to go somewhere when there's when it's happening?
We go to our closet in our bedroom. It's like the most central place, and everybody can fit in there.
You don't have any reinforced, protection when you're in there at all?
No.
Dude, you're the fucking handyman. I thought you'd have like a bomb shelter all set up and everything, man.
Shit. No. Well, you know, basements aren't a thing in the South.
That's well, you can't. They don't bury dead bodies out by you, right? Don't they pop out of the ground?
No, they bury them here. It's down like in New Orleans where you're below sea level. They don't bury. So, yeah, we bury around here.
Okay, you got dead bodies buried. Oh, yeah, that's right.
If need be, I'll bury one in my backyard. Mm-hmm. Somebody fucks up around here, you know.
Yes, yeah. Some terrible stories. There's some actually terrible stories about Mississippi and their dead bodies that are buried in weird places. We got 2 weeks away from the NFL draft.
Man, who's excited for that? I'm ready to see what wide receivers go. I got a pretty good feeling about the quarterbacks in the first round. And I know about one tight end. But I'm ready to see what the wide receivers, which wide receivers are going to get that first round draft capital. After Thursday night, we'll know about quarterbacks, the tight end.
Patreon, join it. $3 a month. If you want, check out our Patreon site. It will lead you on a path to victory. You'll be a part of a group of dynasty minds, a diverse group. You know, when you throw a question out there, you're going to get the answer that you want to hear. So,
and if you want to make fun of Larry, it's the preferred place to do so.
Yeah, man, bring it on. Bring it on. But hey, the NFL hot sauce draft party. We got some guests, man, lined up. Now, all these guys said that they would come on the show. We'll see.
What do you got over there? What's your list right now?
FF Blitz and the Madman. Some of the best draft analysis that you're going to hear in Matt Donnelly and Johnny Lobb. And you know Bo McBigtime is going to bring it.
Oh, now
the baller is coming.
These guys definitely pay a lot of attention to college ball. So
Matt Donnelly and Johnny Lobb were both on one of our draft parties at the same time. Like, we ask everyone to come in and out, and we'll have some other people outside of these folks. There's nothing better than hearing Matt Donnelly and John Lobb just giving their analysis, not on just the fantasy relevant players, but all the every draft pick. No, but I'm pumped for the draft, man. That's gonna be fun. And the Jets got an early pick. The Falcons picking early too. I think there'll be a surprise pick, like one of these Ladd McConkey type. First round, I don't think
anybody's even going to be surprised if Ladd McConkey goes late first. Like, he's been getting that buzz since he actually looked like an athlete at the combine. He didn't just turn in like the ho-hum, slow white guy combine performance, you know?
Will Shipley, when are we going to hear his name?
In the third or fourth round at earliest. I don't think we're hearing a running back name on day one.
No. It doesn't sound that way.
I think we'll probably, when we do our mock draft at the end, because we always do a mock draft at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
When we do that, we're probably going to have a similar situation to last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember, where we had to kind of guess who the running back was going to be, who that first running back was going to be. I think we'll be doing the same thing, because I think we'll have a running back in the first round of rookie drafts. It's just a matter of who does Dallas take? That's really what it comes down to.
Would you, I have a question for you. Would you rather have the 27th overall pick or Mike Williams?
That's like the 303 in 12-man terms. That's tough, man. I like the upside of Mike Williams for stretches of games, which is all you're expecting out of any of these running backs anyway, stretches of games. Oh, man. I don't know. I might hold for now and hope for a little flexibility.
I only say that because that's a trade sitting in my HQ1.
Oh, I knew why you were asking. I absolutely knew that.
Yes, yeah. Dude, there was a time when Mike Williams was going for a first. Easy. Remember when him and Corey Davis were hot commodities at the same kind of around the same time?
Yeah, that's been a minute, man. It's hard to remember that far back. It's hard to remember when Corey Davis was a hot thing.
That was pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that, 2019, 2018? Something like that.
I guess.
Yeah. Corey Davis got picked like fifth overall or something like that.
I didn't have it on Superflex. I didn't have that parameter set. So the 27th pick, we were talking about the wide receiver 14, wide receiver 15, like your Ricky Pearsalls.
Let me tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not taking a wide receiver. I'd gladly take some running backs because I want to find out where I can start, you know, where I can get solid starts out of guys. You know, everybody's going to want the next Puka. There is no next Puka. So if you go hunting for that, you're wasting picks. And I hope that there's a lot of people out there that do. I hope that they sit there and go, man, this guy. And they go for that in that fifth round wide receiver that they think is going to be the next Puka. And I hope there's four or five of those next Pukas, and I can score a running back that, you know, maybe I get five or six starts out of it at some point.
Right. Yeah, I just don't feel like Mike Williams is – I mean, what's his ceiling, Mike Williams, coming off an ACL, when the potential of any kind of re-injury because he's Mike Williams.
Right, that's fair. That's
and,
fair.
And you're making that deal in April? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem. I also have a trade offer in my inbox, and it also involves.
Summer says what?
Yeah, huh? What? It also involves an ACL injured player, and it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he took over an ACL team. I don't know why they didn't do a dispersal, but whatever. I would give up my 2025 third rounder, and I would get Higbee and the 5-10.
You would get Higbee.
And the 5-10.
And he'd get your third rounder?
My 2025 third. Higbee's now 31 years old. Let's see here.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to. And they drafted it somebody, too.
He's 31, coming off an ACL late in the season. When did he tear his ACL? Oh, it was January the 14th. No. Like, who the hell wants to roster a guy that he didn't even have surgery until the 28th of February? Took 6 weeks for that swelling to go down.
That was a pretty significant injury when it happened.
I would have traded a third for Higbee before he got hurt, probably. Like that, you're talking about like pick 40.
Yeah, third in a 16-teamer, why not?
Right, sure. Right.
Easy but, to throw away.
But not now. But I think I might try to put together a trade with Senra. If he wants to make some moves, I can make some moves, but I don't want it to be some bullshit move. I want to get something done. You know who Tyler Davis is of the Green Bay Packers? Without looking, can you tell me what position he plays? Tyler Davis, Green Bay Packers.
Is he a tight end?
Oh, he is a tight end. Was that a random guess?
No.
You knew who Tyler Davis was?
Yeah, I guess I did.
I think you just went tight end because you like tight ends.
I mean, I know a lot about tight ends. What can I say? I got a question from Steady Eddie. What are your thoughts of Sam Howell? Backup or has a good chance to start after Geno? There's some high praise coming out of Seattle. Actually, Washington has offered some high praise after Howell left. Like they didn't want him around because he's too intimidating.
Let me tell you something. Did you guys watch Sam Howell play?
He's got the eye of the tiger.
Did you guys watch Sam Howell play?
Yeah. There's one point during the season he led the league in passing.
Yeah, he also had 21 interceptions. He led the league in interceptions.
Well, you know what? He was drafted in like the fifth round?
Yes, which is why we shouldn't have any faith in him. Yes, he's a backup, Steady. He's a backup. There is no way that any team looks – which is why he was traded for like a fourth or fifth round.
got it. Sam Howell. I have a Tiger, baby.
Yeah, well,
maybe starter in Seattle. The Intimidator. He's the new Intimidator.
He's the eye of the eagle, so he can see better downfield.
He's the new Intimidator.
The eye of the Tiger didn't help him not throw a bunch of interceptions. Let's see. Guess where the Commanders ranked in points per game last year?
Oh, I don't know. 21.
Too high.
Points. Okay.
Points for. They were 25th.
Oh, okay.
32 teams.
Not bad. That wasn't that way off.
Yeah, I thought you were saying 25th and bad. Yeah, your guess was close-ish. Yeah. Yeah, you were within 12.5% of the league there. That's 1/8. Yeah, 25th. That's what he led that offense to.
All right. Well, he didn't play the whole season, right?
Yeah, he played every game. Started.
Did he?
Played every game.
Nice. Well, he didn't do too bad. You know?
He threw for 3,946 yards in 17 starts.
You got
21 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. Well, no, he did awful. The volume was there. The volume was fine. He also took 65 sacks.
Yeah.
And you can blame some of that on the offensive line, but some of that is just, I need to get rid of the ball, and he didn't. 449 sack yards. Golly.
Hey, you never know. He'll sit behind Geno, and if they'll just cut him loose because he's whatever.
He'll sit behind Geno, and then if they don't sign Geno, he'll sit behind whatever rookie they draft. Or whatever. Yeah, he's toast. Don't pay anything for Sam Howell. If he's thrown in a deal, that's fine because we like backup quarterbacks, you know, on rosters. Backup quarterbacks, backup running backs, great on rosters. But don't go targeting him as some sort of primary piece in a trade. Like someone offers you, you know, Sam Howell for your third rounder, keep your third rounder. That's where I stand on that.
Keep your third rounder.
Over Sam Howell, absolutely.
Howell Sweetener.
Howell piece of dirt on the bottom of my shoe that just made it into the house. Yeah.
I do not know if I have any Howell. I mean, I feel like I should. Yeah, no, I sold Howell.
Congratulations.
I sold my Howell.
Did you see the trade that happened in the Hot Sauce Listening League?
I did not, but I'd love to hear about it.
Well, yeah, Sleaze Monkey sent me his 2026 first. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You mean it was an actual trade amongst all those first. Then why haven't you sent me yours, by the way?
I didn't know I was supposed to send it to you.
Every year. I know. It's just so that you don't fuck up and trade it. That's why everybody sends me their first. You can send me your 2026 first. For all of you people listening out there, send me your 2026 first so you don't fuck up and trade it. Because it will be in the rookie draft. This is between Jerry O'Shea and the Superflex DJ and Ruben himself. Jerry traded your favorite running back, Kenneth Walker III.
Right.
And Ruben gave up Jaden Reed. How do you feel about that?
I love the Jaden Reed side.
Me too.
Kenny Walker, come on. Jerry, Jerry's got to come on the show. We got to get him on the draft party.
What time do we have to record for him to be on the show, though?
I don't think it's more than like a 5-hour difference. I mean, it's the NFL draft, so I feel like he's up for that. Anyway,
he should be up for that. Maybe we can convince him.
Hey, Jerry, come on, man. Jerry O'Shea, baby. Let's get on the show.
Jaden Reed averaged 13.6 points per game in PPR last year. All right?
Yeah.
13.6. He was a rookie. Kenny Walker averaged 13.3. So now you are talking about your flex spot. You got a guy who outscored the running back, has the youth, and has the PPR chops. I want Jaden Reed all day, every day.
Yes.
We know that wide receivers generally last longer. Fuck you, Larry. Larry just sent me the trade offer. I just told Larry to send me his first for safekeeping. And he says 2026 first, and I send him Stephon Diggs. I'm taking your first regardless. Give me your damn first. Jeez, I'm Pete's here. I'll reject and make the counter.
Well, no, I got it right here. Boom. Ready?
Right. Yes.
He's got a nose for the end zone, Jaden Reed.
I like Reed. I don't think Christian Watson affects him because they play different roles in the offense. Jayden Reed is going to be the steady hands. I think he'll be the target hog.
Yeah. Well, Watson's always in the trainer's tent. So,
right. But even if – what I'm saying is even if Watson gets healthy and stays healthy, I think that Reed will end up with the 120, 130 targets. He had 94 last year, 793 and 8. Mm-hmm. I think that only gets better this year. The yards per target, 8.4. A solid 8.4 yards.
Yeah, so Love likes him. Nice hookup. Yep. I should probably go after him in the OG league, which just did a big trade.
I can't even wrap my head around that trade. There's a lot going on.
This is another orphan. What had occurred was a blockbuster. It was...
Are we going to try and go through this? Because it's a lot.
Well, I'll try to make it quick here. Prescott, Swift, Njoku, and the 102.
Prescott, the 102... Njoku and Swift.
You got to think Harrison is 102 right, at this point. Dak, Swift, Njoku, 102.
On the other side.
The 101, 106, 112, 201.
And Cade Otton.
And Cade Otton.
Hey, look. Cade Otton actually was relevant last year.
I know. He was. He needs to get out. He's on the field a lot, so... That's his plus. Right. Another year with Baker Mayfield should be a big help. Sure, but still, this side's all about the picks.
It is.
101, 106, 112, 201.
Okay. Can I say that the 101 and the 102 are basically the same? Is that fair?
I don't know. Because that's you're getting this alleged can't-miss quarterback. I mean, this is a guy you're going to
play a lot. On the other hand, you're getting the alleged can't-miss wide receiver.
Well, yeah, elite wide receiver.
They're in startups. They're going to be so close.
I guess it's a based off of need at this point.
It is
to a high level prospect,
which would make sense. Except he traded Dak Prescott away. It does get better when you start to look at it. So Dak Prescott or the 106.
106.
No, I'll take Dak.
I want the 106.
You're going to give up the elite or the tier three quarterback. You know where the 106 is going to go in startups? It's going to go like fourth round, like whoever's the third round, maybe. And Dak's an early second rounder right now.
Oh, you mean in a startup?
Yeah, like in startup, equating to startup drafts. The 106 is going to be like a Brock Bowers, Malik Nabers.
You know what? That's a good question. And I almost think DTC does their rankings that way. Their ADP data is how their rankings are put together.
Right, right.
And I believe they have rookies mixed in there, picks.
So I just pulled up. This is entertaining. I just pulled up Keep Trade Cut while you got DTC.
Oh, man.
And they've got Zach Pascal, Rashad Penny, and Traquan Smith as the three guys that pop up on my – can I just put cut, cut, cut? Like, come on, guys.
What the heck is Zach that?
Pascal, Rashad Penny, and Traquan Smith? This is the people you offer me? Why am I ranking these?
What are you doing? I'm not familiar
with. When you pull up Keep Trade Cut,
right?
It pops up with like your thoughts and rank these three players. Keep Trade Cut.
Uh-huh.
Then once you do that, it'll send you through or whatever. But my wife is going in and out. She's trying to check for the tennis ball sized hail.
Oh wow, that's impressive. Better put them chickens away, man.
Some chickens are put up, but we're in a little group chat with another set of parents. It's like the four of us.
Chicken parents?
They were talking about putting the chickens up, and I said they'll finally get to live their dream of flying if a tornado comes through.
Yeah, you should attach like a camera to one of them.
Yeah, throw on one of the chickens. They'll come home.
Okay, so Brock Bowers is 44 in the startup, tight end premium.
Okay.
Drake May is 29. Malik Nabers is 28.
Okay, so you're talking about the third round.
Malik Nabers is 28. Dak Prescott is 18. Yeah. Marvin Harrison Jr. is 15.
Where is Caleb?
Caleb is 11.
Yeah, I think there's a – where's Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels is 37.
Oh, so he's even behind Drake Maynard. So there seems to be a pretty good gap between the 102 and everybody else.
Drake May's 29. Jaden Daniels is 37.
Right. So you got like 111, 115. And then, well, you said Nabers was what?
28.
Yeah. So you got See, that's too big a gap between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers for me. But yeah.
But just to give you some clarity on the other guys that are in this startup ADP, Jamar sure. Gibbs 26, Trey McBride 27, Nabers 28, Drake May 29, Jared Goff 30, AJ Brown 31, CMC 32, a chain 33, whatever.
Dak is worth more than the 106.
It looks like it currently at the moment.
But then you have the 112, the 112 and the 201 for Swift and Njoku. That's where you got the 112, 201, Kate Otten for Swift and Njoku. That's where you might get the value, because I think everybody would take the 112, 201, and Kate Otten over Swift and Njoku. It's a 1.5 premium, so it's not even like a big premium. Well, it's a 1.5.
Yeah. Swift is like comparable to Xavier Worthy, and Njoku is like Brian Thomas level.
As far as trade value goes?
Yeah, as far as like according to ADP, current ADP.
Sure. I guess I can see that. I'm higher on Xavier Worthy, so I'll take him.
I'm taking those picks, man. I have too much fun with that. I mean, you could parlay those picks into something more than you can parlay DeAndre Swift or David Njoku.
I'm taking the picks as well. I can take Caleb Williams over Dak Prescott, and then I got to figure out the wide receiver because I'm not going to have Marvin Harrison. But I might get with the 106, I might get Malik Nabers. Or if I want to use the 201 and slide up into the 104 from the 106 and take Malik Nabers, still get that, you know? And I just don't see much separation between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers. Not me personally. There's been rumors that there's a lot of NFL teams that have Nabers higher. Now, it won't matter if there's 30 teams that have Nabers higher, if there's one or two that are in position to draft him and they have him higher. And, you know, if they're in position to draft Marvin Harrison Jr., like Arizona, and they have Marvin over Malik, then – it won't matter what all those other teams say, but I think that there's no consensus that Harrison is the wide receiver one, which is interesting to me and makes me happy because I'm going to end up with a lot of Malik Nabers.
Yeah, well, hopefully we get a nice draft evening where all these some good teams will get these good players, because I don't want anybody going to New England.
Want that? Yeah, well, one of those quarterbacks is going to New England. It's going to affect draft, like rookie draft value. It shouldn't. I think what's going to happen is that people are going to overreact and that quarterback is going to drop, especially if it's Drake May. If it's Jaden Daniels, he's got the athleticism. People might just want him because he's on. But if it's Drake May, I think he's going to drop. I think you'll see him down at like 106 with Nabers and Bowers and Daniels going ahead of him.
To pivot off of these rankings one more time, Puka Nacua, 24 overall, right in the Brock Purdy, Breece Hall.
You know what we need, and we teased it last week.
Puka Nacua value check.
Yeah, we do. We need it, man. We need it.
Oh, my gosh. There's just a gazillion terrible trades here. Hold on. Okay, this one's nice. Puka, Cooper Kupp, or the 104, 107, Rashad Bateman.
Ooh, give me 104, 107.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm getting a little sour on Cooper Kupp.
You can get two Pukas for the price of one.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can take Puka, and then you might get a Dunze, you might get Bowers, you might get Drake May, he drops there.
Yeah, you'll have a chance at a quarterback. So, yeah, if I'm trading away Puka. For the 104 and 105.
It's a good package. It's a good package. Trading Puka and like the 92-year-old Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, here's a bad one. Puka or the 112 and 202.
That's awful. Where do I have a 112 and 202? Because I'm gonna make that move all day long.
Puka Nacua, Bryce Young, or Jordan Love in the 206.
Damn.
Start 10, 6 point passing touchdown.
Yeah, see, I don't care about that. Six point versus 4 point doesn't change anything for me.
I never pay attention to that stat either. I'm taking the quarterback regardless.
Man, that's tough, though. I guess I'll take Jordan Love. I just hate Bryce Young. I'll just say it. I hate him. I don't know him personally, but I hate him.
Yep.
Ruben accused me of – who did he accuse me of hating earlier? Shit. Oh, Dalton Kincaid. I don't hate Dalton Kincaid. Yes.
You do hate Dalton Kincaid.
No, I don't hate Dalton Kincaid. I hate Bryce Young.
You are a Dalton Kincaid hater.
I'm just a Dalton Kincaid mayor. I'm just he's meh.
Baker Mayfield, Puka Nacua, or Jalen Hurts and the 202?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Puka and Baker over Hurts and the 202. You'll take Hurts and the 202.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Starter and Hurts.
I get the elite quarterback. You know what it takes for me to get from, all I need is like a wide receiver 3 to make up the difference between, Baker Mayfield and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about a guy that's going to score 6 or 7 more points a game than Baker Mayfield. And then all I have to do is just find somebody as a body in a flex spot.
Okay.
Like, what was the difference between them this year in points per game? I'll pull that up while we talk. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just do Puka Nacua, James Conner, or Quentin Johnston and the 103. So essentially, Puka and the 103, and a veteran, and a couple of like whatevers.
That's all tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I think I want the one. Do I want the 103?
It's right in that range because you're talking about like Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers. They're right there with Puka.
You're getting a top-notch player at 103.
Yeah.
At a potential position of need also. You have the flexibility of taking. And you could turn that 103 into like a, 105, 109 or something whatever. Trade up for a couple of top 10 picks for that 103. Yeah, give me that's tough, man. I'd be happy with either side.
Yeah, I would too. Going to the Jalen Hurts and Baker Mayfield. Jalen Hurts averaged 21.9 this year. Baker Mayfield averaged 16.7. That's 5.2 points. And this was a down year for Hurts. But anyway, so at wide receiver, he averaged 17.6. So to get to 12.4, to make that same difference, I need a player like Cortland Sutton or Terry McLaurin, George Pickens. Like, it's too easy to get 12 points out of a wide receiver.
Okay, Drake London, 25 first, or Puka?
Puka.
Yeah, I lean that way too.
I like London, but I still worry that he's not going to ever be the just the target hog 160 catch guy. I mean, 160 target guy. I think he might be capped at like 130 targets catching 80 balls, something like that.
Oh, here's one. Puka, a 24 first, 24 second, 24 third, or 2-2 Atwell, Jalen Hyde, and Justin Jefferson.
Oh, see, you. I hate that they lead the trade with 2-2 Atwell and Jalen Hyde. Okay, so Puka and a 24 first. We don't really know where that is, huh?
Nope.
Or Jefferson.
Flashman, 24 first. It's a safe leagues. That's a two safe leagues are 2-point tight ends. He finished second, so it's late.
Oh, okay. Well, then give me Jefferson.
Yeah.
If it's like the 111, 110, whatever it is, give me Jefferson.
Wow. All right.
It's not enough to get from Puka to Jefferson. Just not there.
So that was that. And then in the Hogs League, somebody put a new guy took over an orphan, and he put Garrett Wilson up on the trade block.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent some offers, and Steady Eddie was texting me about how he offered the 103 for Wilson.
Really?
And he turned it down because response was he's looking for the 102 for Wilson.
If anybody offered me the 103 for Garrett Wilson, Garrett Wilson would be off my roster.
Yes. I'm with you on that. I mean, I said to him initially, I was like, 103 is kind of the going rate for Wilson. This guy's looking for the 102. Which
I would take the 104. How confident are we really that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead them to the promised land and support?
Well, they have a half ass wide receiver two. They don't have a wide receiver two yet. Everyone can talk all about Mike Williams, but he's coming off the ACL.
40-year-old quarterback. That matters.
But Wilson's going to be getting peppered with targets. Is what my point is. And he's, you know, I'm not giving up on him. I will give up the 103 for him easily, but the 104 isn't an upgrade to go from Neighbors to Garrett Wilson.
No, it's an upgrade to go from Garrett Wilson to Malik Neighbors.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
All right. Well, we'll see. You know, maybe the Jets drafted Dunze and he's better than Garrett Wilson. That'd be amazing. I don't know. I like, maybe I should. Yeah. The 104. For Garrett Wilson. There's only one thing we should do right now. The Garrett Wilson value check.
It's the value check show, folks. It's the value check show.
Let's just see the facts here. Jeez, look at these. This happened on March 27th. Garrett Wilson or Tajay Spears and Jordan Addison.
Stop it. Okay, look, I don't want to disparage Garrett Wilson that bad that this becomes a trade. Don't do that. Keep Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, what the heck was that, man?
When was that trade?
March 27th.
Jeez and Peach, you get these folks didn't even realize that Tajay Spears isn't the bell cow anymore.
Yeah, they already made the deal. They already signed Pollard.
Pollard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Garrett Wilson or Aaron Jones and A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, he's getting a little Stephon Diggs-ish, isn't he? I mean, maybe he already was, but I don't know. He's been doing a lot of chirping in Philly.
Has he?
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything out of him.
He's done the whole, like, Instagram wash, and I don't know, man. He's turned into a weirdo.
I mean, I don't keep up with these kids. He had 158 targets last year and caught 106 balls. He has two consecutive seasons with over 1,400 yards. I'm taking AJ Brown.
I kind of think this is a fair deal for both parties.
But you get a free Aaron Jones. That's what it looks like to me. You get a free Aaron Jones.
Who's on a mission, right? He's thinking his,
well, I mean,
his arch, the nemesis, the arch nemesis team, right? Or who's the Green Bay? Is it the Vikings or is it the Bears? Who's their big rivalry?
I mean, both. Both. They don't like the Vikings, that's for sure.
Look at this one. Jesus, almost a month ago, Garrett Wilson, a 25 first, 25 second, or Jameer Gibbs.
Oh, Wilson the first.
Oh, my gosh.
I like Gibbs as well, but that seems like a free first.
We got a good one here.
Wilson and Jameer Gibbs straight up, if you're doing that.
Wilson and the 106, or Jamar Chase, Hollywood Brown, Jonnu Smith.
Ooh, Wilson and the 106, or
Jamar Chase,
Hollywood, and who'd you say?
John Smith. So,
Jason. Yeah. Okay.
Chasing Hollywood or
okay, Wilson? I'll tell you what, I'll keep Wilson in the 106.
Nice. I like that. Look at you. I mean, Wilson's always kind of been compared to Olave. Here's one, Wilson or Olave and the 212.
Wilson.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because Chris Olave doesn't have the targets. Let's see. He had 87 for 1123, but he only had, well, I say only 138 targets. And he had a quarterback.
He missed some time. Olave missed time. I think he did. He did miss a game, at least.
All right. So Garrett Wilson had 168 targets last year.
Yeah. Shit quarterback. Yeah.
Olave missed a game. He had 138 targets. He has his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have. I'll take the upside. I don't know how much upside it is with Aaron Rodgers, but there's more upside than with Derek Carr because we've seen what. Oh, Ruben's joining the DDCL. He's picking up an orphan.
That's funny. Welcome. Oh, hey, and speaking of orphans, I don't know. We should join the DDCL. So that's a four copy relegation league. So when you win, if you have a certain winning percentage at the end of the season, you might bump up to the next level.
Yeah, they use like all play, I think, or something
to
determine that or something. I don't know. It's very complicated for me. I wasn't anywhere close to being promoted, so I didn't give a shit.
Well, I advanced to the elite division this year. Only because somebody up there left.
Yes.
And an orphan drops to the bottom, and I snuck into the top league.
Yeah. So. Yep.
And I thought I was in the top league. I thought I was headed there anyway, and I was like kind of bummed out that I didn't get in.
I can't believe you want to be up
it's
there.
Like it's like the alternate to the All-Star game, you know.
Yeah, you just Pro Bowl, you know what you are. You're Tyler Huntley.
I'm a Pro Bowl like replacement.
Yeah, you're Tyler Huntley. You're going to the Pro Bowl.
I'm yeah. in.
I'm really not sure you should be happy about that.
Come on. Give me a break. Garrett Wilson.
Every one of those teams scored more points than you last year. Everybody in that division scored more points than you.
I have Justin Jefferson on my team.
Sort of like two other teams in that division.
Three other teams. Yeah. You know what? I should really flip Justin Jefferson just as a – I should flip him for some rookie picks. Pick up a couple of studs. All right. Wilson, Kincaid, or the 101, 301, 401?
Wilson and Kincaid or the 101 – what? Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, Dalton Kincaid, or the 101. Let's just say the 101.
Give me the 101. Okay.
Yeah?
Give me the 101. Yeah.
What?
Okay. Right. Well, let me clarify. There was a thread that someone posted earlier, and it was a value check on Dalton Kincaid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It started out at the 104.
Mm-hmm.
And I just...
Nah, he 50-50'd at the, like, the 109.
No, I'm saying he started his polls at the 104. And it was like 78-22 or something like that.
Right.
50-50'd at the 108. At the 109, I still chose the 109 over. I said in the chat was I would consider at the 110 taking Kincaid.
Right.
But I don't even know if I would do it, but I would consider it. It was a no tight end premium poll, so I get that there's gonna be a little more value there with a tight end premium
in yeah. the
leagues. But I'm just not a big Dalton Kincaid guy. He's mad to me. I don't hate him. But he just doesn't move the needle because he's another tight end in the clump of tight ends that are going to give you like 12 points a game.
Hmm.
It doesn't make a lineup difference for me. So give me the stud QB. Like if I was in a startup and someone offered me their third rounder and fifth rounder for my 11th overall pick or whatever, I would laugh at them. And that's probably what you're looking at. I don't know where Kincaid is going in startups. But Wilson's in the third. He's the 24. Or I guess he's the last pick of the – you say he's 24th overall. No, that was Puka. Puka was 24th yeah. overall.
That's right.
Yeah, Wilson's later than that. So,
Garrett Wilson?
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, he's 20.
No way. Garrett Wilson's going before Puka?
Yes, four picks.
That's dumb.
Why?
That's just stupid. Why?
Well, I mean, they're not that far apart.
Yeah, but one of them has actually put up 1,500 yards or just almost 1,500 yards.
All right. You upset about Garrett going before Bijan or Breece Hall?
Yeah, I want Breece over Garrett Wilson. Probably Bijan as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Tua is the quarterback right before Wilson.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Tua over Garrett Wilson?
Yeah.
What?
You know how I feel.
You're a fucking Garrett Wilson hater.
No, you know, but you know how I feel about Tua.
Dang it.
I don't know why this is like surprising. I love Tua.
I don't know.
Duh.
All right. Garrett Wilson.
But where's Kincaid going?
That's a good question. Dalton Kincaid. 40. Hawk Kincaid, JJ McCarthy, ETN Waddle. Brock Bowers after Kincaid right now.
That's a mistake. That's going to change.
That'll change drastically. Right.
That'll change real quick. Yeah.
I guess once landing spot happens, these guys will.
So, like, if you were in the startup and someone said, I'll give you my late second and my early fourth rounder for your 111, you'd be like, no, I'm not doing that. Just equating startups values because it is startup season. You know, like that. It's easy to do right now.
All right. Let's get out of here. We're going to see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Nasty Outlaws
podcast. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Larry Monkey and Justin Rogers. Talking Dynasty Football, baby.